So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the source for Muktari Panim Shehel and Lachutz Chayef. If one took a mur, fats, or other parts of a carbon that were meant to be burned on the Mizbeach, inside the Azar, since the Shechita was Befnim, and instead burned these Imurim outside the Azar, he's liable for Allah B'chutz. The Gemara now proceeds with three sources for the Tanakhama's opinion of Muktari Chutz, Shehel and Lachutz Chayef. If one took a murim that were meant to be burned outside the Azar because the Shechita was Bechutz, and he burned these fats outside the Azar, he's also liable for Allah Bechutz. Rav Kana says the source is in the Pasuk, V'aleim toimer ish ish asher yala oila esavach, V'apesach el moid lebiyenu, V'nichras ha'ish ahu me'amav. The words V'aleim toimer are read with the letter ayin as V'aleim toimer, which implies al hasmuchin toimer. The Pasuk of Allah Bechutz refers to the previous Pesukim which discuss Shechita Bechutz. The Tanya Rabbi Shmuel says, V'aleim Taimer la'arav parashias. The letter Vav of V'aleim Taimer links the Besukim of Allah B'chutz to Shechit B'chutz. Rabbi Yechonah says, the source is through the previously mentioned Gezer Shav of the word Hava. The Pasuk of Shechit B'chutz states, V'al Pesach Oil Moed Lo Hevi'oi. And the Pasuk of Allah B'chutz states, V'al Pesach Oil Moed Lo Bi'ena. Ma'alahal Muktari Chutz, Avkam Muktari Chutz. The Gemara proceeds with the halacha of Hazarik Mikzas Dam B'chutz Chayef. For carbon, if a kohen sprinkled the blood of a carbon outside the azara, he's liable. And there's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel of Rabbi Kiva as to its source. Rabbi Shmuel derives it from the pasuk of Shechita B'chutz, V'al Pesach Oil Moed Lo Hevi'oi. Dam Shafach Le'ishahu Dam Shafach. The second words, Dam Shafach, are superfluous, and they teach L'Rabbis Hazarik, one is also liable for Zrika B'chutz. While Rabbi Kiva derives it from the pasuk of Allah B'chutz, Asher Ya'ala Oila Oizavach. The words Oizavach are superfluous, and they teach L'Rabbis Hazarik, one is also liable for Zrika B'chutz. And the Gemara elaborates that their machlekes also applies to the sources of four other halachas as follows. L'chalik, one is liable for halah b'chutz of even one carbon, an oila or zavach shlam. Rabbi Shmuel derives it from oy zavach, while Rabbi Kiba derives it from lo yibiyenu. Ala shalom hu chayiv, vein chayiv ala chaser. One is liable in halah b'chutz only if the carbon was whole, but he's not liable if the carbon was missing some of its imur. Rabbi Shmuel derives it from two psukim, lo yibiyenu and la'asa soysay. One pasuk excludes muktari chutz shechaser behalav b'chutz pater, the carbon that was meant to be burned outside the azar became chaser, he's not liable for halav b'chutz. And the other pasuk excludes muktari panim shechaser behalav b'chutz pater. Even if a carbon that was meant to be burned inside the azar became chaser, he's not liable for halav b'chutz, even though a carbon chaser is eligible to be burned bifnim. While Rabbi Kiva derives it only from the pasuk la'asas eisa, which excludes muktari chutz shechaser behalav b'chutz pater. And Rabbi Kiva holds muktari panim shechaser behalav b'chutz chayef. If a carbon that was meant to be burned inside the azar became chaser, he's liable for Allah b'chutz because a carbon chaser is eligible to be burned bifnim. Shachar oif b'chutz chayev. One is liable if he shechted a carbon oif outside the azar. Rabbi Shmuel derives it from oy asher yishchet, while Rabbi Kiva derives it from dam shafach. Malik oif b'chutz pater. One is not liable for performing malika on an oila sa'if outside the azar. Rabbi Shmuel derives it from zehadaba that is written next to asher yishchet to teach, ala shechet hu chayev v'loy ala malik. While Rabbi Kiva derives it from Oyashi Yishchet, ala Sheikh Ruchayev, v'loy ala Moilik. The Gemara proceeds with a distinction in the two sources for Zerg B'chutz Chayev. This is based on the halacha that if someone does two Averis, Behel Mechad, in one period of forgetfulness, it depends as follows. If they are both of the same Isser, he's only Chayev Chatas Achas, one carbon. If they are two different Isserim, he's Chayev Shtei Chatois, two carbonas. Now, if one does two of the above-mentioned averus of Shechutei Chutz, it will depend on whether they are derived from the same pasuk or from different psukim as follows. In the case of Shachad v'Zarek, if a person did both Shechita and Zrika, Rabbi Vo says it depends. Kornik Rabbi Shmuel Chayev Achas, he's liable for only one karma chatas because Zrika is derived from Dam Shavach, which is in the pasuk of Shechita. While according to Rabbi Kiva Chayev Shtayim, he's liable for two karbanas chatas because Zrika is derived from Oizavach, which is in the pasuk of Halah, which is a different issa than Shechita. Abai disagrees and says that even according to Rabbi Kiva, in the Chayev ala Achas, because the Pasuk states, Sham Talav Sham Tasa, Hakasav Asan Lekulin Avoida Achas. Only Halah is mentioned separately, but all the other Avoidas are considered as one. In the case of Zark Vehelev, a person did both Zrika and Halah, Rabbi Vo says it depends. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Chayev Shtayim, because Zrika is derived from Dam Shavach, which is in the Pasuk of Shechita, and Halah is a different Isser. While according to Rabbi Kiva, in the Chayev ala Achas, because Zrika is derived from Oizavach, which is in the Pasuk of Allah, and so they are of the same Isser. While Abaya holds, even according to Rabbi Kiva, Chayev Shtayim, because Lahochi Pagin Ukra, Sham Talav Sham Tasa. The Pasuk separate Allah from all other Avoidas to teach that one is liable for each one separately. In the case of Shachad Vizark Vehela, if a person did all three, Shechita, Zrika, Halah, Bachot, all would agree that Chayev Shtayim. According to Rabbi Shmuel, one chatas for Allah and the other chatas for Shechita Bezrika. While according to Rabbi Kiva, one chatas for Shechita and the other chatas for Halah Bezrika. The Gemara proceeds with a braisa that discusses the following pasuk: Ish ish mi beis Yisrael asher yishchat b'machna, oy asher yishchat mechutz l'machna, dal pesach oil moy lehevi'oy, b'nichras ha'ish ahu mikerav hamay. The pasuk needed to mention both b'machna and mechutz l'machna, because had the pasuk only written mechutz l'machna, one might have thought that the chiv shchut yichutz applies only chutz l'shosh machnas, outside all three machnas, outside machna Yisrael. Therefore, the word b'machna comes to include after machna levi'ah. The chiv applies even inside the second machna levi'ah and only outside one machna, outside the azar. And had the pasuk only written b'machna, one might have thought that the chiv applies even inside the first machna shchina, as in the case of a shechet oyle b'darm, one who shechs a carbon oyle in darm instead of tzafen, which is inside the azar, but outside its designated place. Therefore, the words mechutz l'machna come to exclude darim, because mechutz l'machna meyuchid she'ein ro l'shchitas kachim l'shchitas kol zebach, yatzad darim she'afa b'she'ein ro l'shchitas kachim ro l'shchitas kachim kalim. The chiv applies only in a place such as machna levia, which is considered mechutz l'machna because it is disqualified for the shchita of all karbanas, but not in darim, which is not considered mechutz l'machna because it is eligible for shchitas kachim kalim. The Gemara proceeds with the machlekes regarding hashechir al gagash al heichel, whether the chiv shchutei chutz applies to one who shechs a carbon on the roof of the heichel, which is in machna shchina. Ula holds hashechir al gagash al heichel chayef, because hoyel vein ro the shchitas kol zevach, the gag heichel is disqualified for the shchita of all karbanas. While Rava holds hashechir al gagash al heichel pater, because the pasuk el pesach oil moed lehevi implies that the chiv applies only to a carbon that was not at all brought to the azara, but not to a carbon that was brought to the azara and shechted on gaga heichel. As the Gemara explains, Ula holds once the pasuk wrote El Pesach El Moed, then B'machna was not needed anymore to include Machna Leviya. Therefore, B'machna comes to include that even Gagash Aleichel Chayev, and Mechutz L'machna comes to exclude Sheikhet Oila B'Darim Pater. While Rava holds, even though the pasuk wrote El Pesach El Moed, B'machna is needed to include the case of Kula B'chutz V'Tzavar B'Fnim Chayev. The chiv applies even to one who shechs a carbon whose neck is inside the Azara, but its body is outside the Azara. And then Mechutz L'machna comes to exclude that Sheikhet Oyle B'Darim Pater. And therefore, El Pesach El Moed excludes Gagash Al Heichel Pater. The Gemara proceeds with a machlokes regarding Hamal B'Zman Hazeh, where the one is liable for burning the fats of a carbon Mechutz in today's times when there is no Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yechina holds Chayiv, Kedush Rishayin Kitch L'Shaita B'Kitch L'Asalavi. The person is liable because the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash remains forever, even after the Churban, and therefore, there is an Issu B'Bomis B'Zman Hazeh, and it is considered Shchut Echutz. While Rish Lakish holds Pater, Kedusha Rishayin the Kitchel HaShaita, Veloy Kitchel HaSalavai. The person is not liable because the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash did not remain after the Churban, and therefore there is no Isser Bomis Bezman HaZeh, and is not considered Shchutei Chutz.